There is a new twist in the Russia investigation. Reports that President Trump's one-time campaign chair was wiretapped. This because of concern that Paul Manafort might have been communicating with Russian operatives who wanted to influence the 2016 election. Now, we should say NPR cannot independently confirm these reports. We do have NPR's Greg Myrie with us now to try to unravel what they might mean. Morning, Greg.
Good morning, Mary Louise.
What do we know? What are the details about these wiretaps?
So we had a report first from CNN last night and confirmed again by CBS this morning that these wiretaps were taking place on Manafort. What's really interesting, I think, is they go back to 2014.
Huh.
So this is before Trump entered the race. It had to do with Manafort's role in Ukrainian politics, or he was a consultant to the party linked to the president, Viktor Yanukovych, at the time. And the warrant was under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. So as it suggests, it's connection with a foreign entity, and that there were two of them, one from 2014 to 2016, and then it stopped, and then there was a second one that began last year and extended into this year. So a pretty fascinating development
and
here.
And so some information must have come to light that triggered them to restart it after it had been stopped.
Yes. So apparently the first one was dropped, according to the CNN report, because of lack of evidence. But then during the Trump campaign last summer, we know that that investigation began in July over concern that people in the Trump campaign were in contact with Russians operatives. And so that apparently generated this second warrant, again, which began last year and stretched into this year.
And this would be significant if it's confirmed because, in part, I mean, to get a FISA warrant on a sitting campaign chair in the presidential campaign, that is not easy.
Absolutely not. You have to show that there's some serious evidence here. Again, we don't know the exact timing. Manafort served briefly as Trump's campaign chairman from May to August of last year. So we don't quite know the timeline, but we do know that, in fact, Trump and Manafort have continued to be in contact after he stepped down. So yes, the fact that he had this high position, was continuing to be in contact with Trump, raises all sorts of additional questions.
Quickly clear something up for us. Does this vindicate in any way President Trump's allegation from earlier this year that he was wiretapped by President Obama?
No. The FBI and Justice Department have said that did not happen, that they did not wiretap Trump. So it doesn't justify that claim. However, we should note Manafort does have a residence at Trump Tower in New York. And so we don't know whether or not that was part of the wiretap, but we should note that.
Whether that was where he was wiretapped. And just briefly, big picture, what does this tell us about the Mueller investigation and where it's headed?
Well, you certainly would think that they're trying to put pressure on Manafort to speak more broadly to the nature of the investigation. And this doesn't link, again, directly to Trump as a wiretap, but it shows that they are putting pressure on Manafort, and he seems to be the focus right now.
That's NPR's Greg Myrie holding down the fort on the Russia beat. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.